Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a brand new WIP afternoon show. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Jackie Baseball in the other room. So we've been talking about Joel Embiid's performance last night. Pretty trash for about three quarters and then heroic borderline for one, and whether you feel more encouraged or discouraged. Now, Nick Nurse is a guy who I think most times, unless he's talking about injuries in a press conference, has been pretty honest. You know, he's been pretty straightforward, I think, about what he thinks.
Yep.
So I actually didn't hear this. I watched the game, but I didn't hear it. Jack heard it and mentioned it to me. Lisa Salters was interviewing Nick Nurse prior to the third quarter. Is that right after halftime? And he had this to say about Joel Embiid.
You said that you didn't want Joel Embiid to have to play too many minutes coming back from the injury. What do you need to see from him, though, in this fourth quarter?
Well, he's got to play both ends like he's capable of, right? Like, he needs to get out and guard if he's got Love. He needs to be protecting the rim if he doesn't. And just be big downside. He takes it inside, he's got to finish.
Wow. So he basically said he has to play better.
Yeah.
You know, he has to be what he's capable of doing. He did not give him the excuse of conditioning. He didn't give him the excuse of the injury. He just said he's got to do what he's capable of doing.
Yeah, both ends. He talked about the defense because Love did get a shot, an open shot or two. And we like you said it, we watched Embiid play enough. We know when he's busting it to get out there to close out on a three-point shooter and when he's like,
he doesn't like doing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's a couple times that you saw that in that first half with Kevin Love. But the other thing that Nick Nurse talked about that I also noticed in that first half is that he just didn't finish around the rim.
Yep.
I thought
especially
were,
at the end of the first half, missed the smoked a layup,
yes,
right at the yep.
I feel like at times those are the moments where I want Embiid to turn into Shaq and just dunk the ball. Like that's where Shaq would just go through you and put you through the rim with the ball. Sometimes that's where you're almost too skillful and Embiid does the whole I'm a lay it up there and just put it in that way versus just hammering it down. So, yeah, he smoked a couple layups down there where you're like, come on, big fella, just they don't have anybody down there to stop you. And Adebayo was in foul trouble, so he wasn't even out there.
Yet the – I think, you know, you asked earlier what caused the way he played the first three quarters. Is it he was – it was his conditioning, was it an injury, or was he just shrinking?
Mm-hmm.
And – if you want something to encourage you that it wasn't his conditioning and it wasn't his knee, it was what Nick Nurse just said. Because I think I don't know that Nick Nurse comes out and says that and challenges him in the because if he's saying that on TV, I guarantee you he said it
in the locker room. Yep.
I guarantee you he said it in the locker room.
Yep.
And you know, I always bring this guy up because I loved him, but I loved PJ Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
And there was that moment in the playoffs last year where he got right in Embiid's face and screamed at him and do what you need to do. Now, I don't want the best player on the team, one of the three best players in the league, to have to be told to dominate.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that it worked, and I'm glad that Nick Nurse voiced it. There's this thing you can do where Doc would be honest about the wrong things at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if some of what Nick Nurse is able to do is being honest about the right things at the right time. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I think players respect that. Like a player will respect that. And this is where like an Embiid has to be mature enough and mentally tough enough to be able to accept what the coach is saying and view it as constructive criticism and use it as a motivating factor.
Yep. And it looked like he did last
year. Yeah.
Looked like he did. 215-592-9494. Are you more encouraged or discouraged after Embiid's performance, after Maxey's performance, after the Sixers' performance last night? I am more encouraged. Ike, little wait and see. Jack is calling it BS. Chris and Pensauken, you're on WIP.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Chris?
Ike and Spike and Jack. I'm encouraged, man. That's how I did the same exact thing today that I did yesterday. So I stick to the game plan when I think things are going the right way. So I did the same exact thing. Got a little bit more ink. Instead of the clock, I took the 380. Just got back. I told Jack.
Let's cool it on the other stuff you said. You know, let's keep it at that.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
I'm totally encouraged, man. Because that coach, I just can't believe like Batum, what they said when they were interviewing him at the end of the game last night. I'm sure you guys watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, well, what do you think of your play? You know, how'd you do it? He goes, how to do it? My coaches showed me it when and during the timeout. They did the same. They ran the same exact play last week. Like, yeah. Doc would have never did that. If Doc was there, we would have got blown out of that gym, Ike and Spike. I guarantee. I told you guys, Ike, I've been a season ticket down there. It's the holder since 86, 87. Their Doc would have got blown out by 18, man. The guy's just, he's a savant. I think he's the second best coach in the Eastern Conference. What do you guys think?
To Spoelstra, are you saying?
Yes. Yeah, Spoelstra, he's just a madman, man. I'd love to have that cat.
Yeah, I look at Nick Nurse, and I've watched him from afar, and you don't really know how good he is as a coach because I'm not watching a lot of Toronto Raptors games. But watching him this year, coach this year, yeah, I've been thoroughly impressed with Nick Nurse as a coach. I didn't know what to expect from him. I know he had won a title. You got Kawhi there and everything. But he also, that was the only time he had a star player there. He pretty much has coached and he's gotten guys to exceed their potential. So, you know, and you started to see that with this team as the year went on, that you could see where Nick Nurse's prints were all over the team. And last night was a prime example in that second half.
I think there's another thing to it, too, is that Nurse and Daryl Morey hired Nurse. Remember, mm-hmm. he did not hire
True.
Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers got hired before Daryl did. And the other thing is they had worked together previously when Nick Nurse was the coach of Rio Grande, which is the G League team for Houston. The guy getting the players and the coach having an active, you know, positive, collaborative relationship, I think really, really helps. And my thing on NBA coaches is this. Most NBA coaches, I think, are in the middle. I think there's a few coaches that are plus. Mm-hmm. I think there's a few coaches that are terrible. And the rest of the coaches I could take or leave. I don't think they make much of a difference. I do agree that I think Nurse is a difference maker.
Yeah.
And I think he has made, with Embiid alone, with how he has played this year, which is not just better but different,
mm-hmm.
I think he's made a big difference in Embiid. Chris, give us an awkward situation for that Eagles draft hat.
Oh, this is horrible by me.
Oh, no.
And by the way, Mike will tell you, Spike. By the way, I notified all my shops Friday night. The signs come up, go up. Any New York gear, you can't do your laundry in any of my shops. I don't need that money. I got enough money for cold ones and flour. You know what I'm saying, boys?
I love it.
Yeah, they ain't coming to my shop. Ask Ike. I'm a madman. I won't go out. Mm-hmm. Here's an awkward situation. So I get another shop. So, you know, you try to be nice to people and, you know, friendly and, hey, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Ike, welcome aboard. You know what you're doing. We have a washer, blah, blah, blah. Long story short, I say, turn around and go, you look great. You know, you look fabulous. Like, do you know if you're having a boy or a girl? She goes, what?
Oh,
pregnant, man. Spike, do you want to say, and I don't, ask Jack and Ike, I don't care what people think of me at all. I was like, I just want to crawl in my pants and hide. Right in front of her boyfriend, too. I was about to shake his hand, man. She was just a little bit plump, man. And I thought she was pregnant. It was not a good thing. So I gave her a $10 discount off of Washington Falls.
Jeez, thank you for the call, Chris. Well, I don't know if that makes up for it. I guess it's all you can do. Yeah. I've never made that mistake.
I think I have in the past. I have. And it was something that was... And it's, at the time, I thought it was just innocent. Like, you know, you want to congratulate somebody. And this must have been in my younger days, because I've certainly learned since then, having kids. But yeah, you don't assume a woman is pregnant.
You just stay away from it.
Yes, unless it's fairly obvious she's pregnant.
Now, can I
ask you? A little baby bump is not obvious.
No.
Yeah, you need to be damn near 7, 8, 9 months for you to say congratulations.
Ready to pop.
When's the baby due? Yeah, 2, 3 months. Nah.
Now, let me ask you this. There is a picture of you on the internet.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
I was 3 months pregnant, yes. You're
Again, I've never seen our social team work faster than getting that photo up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, really, it was like soon
we
as
found
it was Porter. Tucker, you know, they put it on the internet immediately. Without even letting me see it. Don't bring this back up, Spike, because I'm actually scarred from this picture. I'm scarred from that picture.
They got Porter out of a 9-hour-long poker game somewhere to delete the photo. Who has the password? Today's broadcast brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Scott in Newtown, you're on WIP.
Yo, yo, Spike, Ike, Jack, it's always nice to hear from you guys.
What's up, Scott?
Oh, not much, man. I'm just always the same with the Sixers. This year, I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to get excited for them because I know what's going to happen. And then last night, I get home and I lay down a bunch of bets on the overs because I think, all right, they're going to do it, you know? Mm-hmm. And once again, just like watching Embiid, man, I side with Jack, and I don't side with Jack too often, but like, I kind of feel like he just got lucky in the fourth, man. That three he hit, I felt like he was dogged, and it just happened to go in. And if it didn't go in, we would all be saying same thing, you know, Embiid, he don't have the heart. And I hear what you're saying, Spike, and I do see some things that look promising. But I just think at the end of the day, a seven-game series against New York, like, I have a feeling Embiid's not showing up the last two games, man. I really do. So,
you know... The only thing is, a lucky shot is throwing the ball, you know.
What a one he threw backwards. Yeah,
yeah, you throwing it backwards, falling away, out of bounds, eyes closed. He had a couple of threes that were straight on that are shots that he hit. So could you say if that shot doesn't go in, we this is a completely different story? Absolutely. But the shot went in, and it was a normal shot. So understand where you're coming from, but don't. If you're going to take away the shots that he makes, this seems unfair. It just feels like an unfair criticism to me.
Like watching it with my wife last night, I'm laying there and I say to her, I'm like, babe, just imagine being the biggest, strongest guy on the court and looking like that. Like the moping, like I don't know, man. Maybe it's just like in my head burnt permanently from the past. But like I just see him. It just seems like, all right, if you're exhausted, you're exhausted. But at least try to have like some kind of... Like your, I don't know, maybe it's just the face when he gets down, and it's just like, it just kills me, man. I have no confidence in him, but I'll bet him again, you know, because like I love the Sixers so much. Now, and I just think like, I even bet on Tobias because I'm like, it's going to be right. Tobias is showing up to shut everyone up. You know what I mean? I just love them so much, but they just freaking disappoint me every time, man. I don't know. I'm not too confident.
Well,
Well, do not bet on Tobias on my behalf. Let me just
please.
Throw that out there first.
No more
he said I'm doubling down.
No more freaking Tobias.
And I want to be clear, just because you bet overs and they don't hit them doesn't mean they didn't do their job. Their job is to win the game,
man.
Not get your overs. Now,
dude, I say to my sons before I place the bets, I'm like, get ready for dad to lose. Watch what's going to happen here. And it's just the same thing. You know what I mean? So I know that's all my own stuff. Yo, Ike, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes.
Okay, last year, the playoffs for the Phillies. I think about this caller, I swear, every night going to bed. There was a guy that called that had his mom drive him to Delaware to place bets on home runs that the Phillies
were going to hit. I remember that, yeah.
Dude, when I heard that call, I said to myself, the Phillies are done for. And sure as hell, that's what happened. And I just always think about that guy and his mom driving him to Delaware to place bets.
I think that was Jerry the truck horn driver.
That was Jerry the truck horn.
Yeah, when he's on his... when he's doing his, he's coming back from his injury, yeah.
That's so funny, man. I think about Jerry all the time then, and I always hear him. All right, very good.
So,
and
Scott,
Jack, real quick for you.
Yeah.
Real quick, Jack. Last year I won tickets, a 4-pack of tickets, like a meet and greet with Jack Fritz, the end of the season. This is when you were on like cloud nine.
Hold up, Scott. You'll get your time. You won what?
It was like a 4-pack of tickets.
And a okay. What?
A
meet and greet with Jack Fritz?
It was like go sit in the same area.
It was me and Seltzer. It was me and Seltzer.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, I don't really care to meet Fritz. Whatever. He's cool. I like him. That's all good. You know what I mean? But my boys were so excited because they're like with the Trey Turner thing. You know,
oh, yeah, he was a big star last year. Yeah. Yeah.
So, dude, it rained all day that day, but for some reason they still had the game. And you were a no-show.
Yeah.
My boys now call you soft serve Jack every time they hear you.
Wow.
So you have a 10 and 11 year old, and every time they hear your voice, they're like, forget this dude, he's soft serve.
This is an awkward situation.
Yeah. Jack, what do you have to say for yourself?
No, so I remember it. So we're supposed to have a High Hopes event that day.
Yeah.
And it was raining all day, and they canceled the event, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, getting out ahead. I have a newborn at home. It's a Saturday. What do I need to be? What do I need to be at the ballpark for? I only show up in October.
Here's the truth. You know, Scott, you were mentioning Embiid got lucky with the 3-pointer.
Yeah.
And but then you give Jack credit for the standing ovation Trey Turner thing, which is the lucky strike of the century.
Are you jealous?
A little jealous.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the most emotional Philly fan, so I'm just all over all the time. You know what I mean? I hate him 1 second. I love him the next. It is what it is.
Scott, the morning show side question is, give us an awkward situation. More awkward than you winning a meet and greet with a guy who doesn't show up. The Eagles 2024 draft hat is the prize. What do you got? Awkward situation.
This was pretty bad, man. This happened like 3 weeks ago. In my town, I live in Lambertville. It's a small town, so the streets are like tight, but you can go 2 cars down it, you know, each way. I had a long day at work, and there's this car that is just parked in the middle that is, like, acting like I need to back out so they can come. But there's clearly room. And it was just a long day, and I can't see what the person is. And I lose it, and I hang out the window, and I'm, like, yelling at this person to come on and go. And, like, I really lost my temper. So now the car is slowly coming up to me. And, dude, it's my son's teacher, and she's, like, a 70-year-old woman.
Aww.
And to make things even worse, 3 days later was back to school night, and I had to go see her with my wife.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there,
dude,
Scott.
I'm telling you, I wanted to die in the moment. I just wanted to die.
Harassing
and, like,
old
I'm
ladies.
Involved with the school. I'm, like, you know, every day dropping my kids off. I coach all the teams. Like, I'm always involved, so they all know me. And then I was just like, you know, rough day for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awkward situation for sure, yelling at you.
Yeah, I've kind of had a similar situation. So, like, in my community where I live at, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's residential. And, you know, you can't be speeding anything through there. But I happened to be in a rush one day. And I did the same thing. I'm behind somebody. They're driving, like driving Miss Daisy. It is as slow as I'll get out. But the awkward part was they turned into my development. So it was one of my neighbors, long story short.
Oh.
And I didn't realize it was one of my neighbors. So, you know, I'm behind them like, look at the speed limit. First of all, the speed limit was 50. You're going about 35.
Right.
Yeah. So you wouldn't have been speeding. Just do the actual speed limit. But they're driving extra careful, and I'm in a rush. So they didn't say anything to me, right? They saw me turn in, and that's when I realized it was one of my neighbors. But to Scott's point, that's why I don't do that anymore in the area I live at. Because I don't know who may drive. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, you're too well known to do it anywhere, to be quite honest with
that
you.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah, I've had to reduce my middle fingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, now don't do that.
What's bad is like I still get mad, yeah, and then I duck if I drive past them, so there's no gunshots. You know what I mean? Like, that's my goal. Speaking of almost awkward situations, we never talked about this. So the other day, we were both driving home, right?
Yeah.
And I think you left before me. And we're making that right to go before we get on the left onto the bridge over here on 676. Yeah. All of a sudden, this car comes flying through the Rite Aid.
You saw it?
Yeah, you cut me off. Yeah, you cut me off.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah.
I cut you off?
Yeah, I was right behind you. And I don't know if you knew it was me.
I did not.
But I was like, this ass, you know, came flying through the Rite Aid, and it was Ike.
Well, Ike was driving us all...
Because he couldn't wait at a red light.
Because I didn't want to wait at the red light.
This guy's flying through the Rite Aid parking lot, man.
Oh, my God.
Well, I got
It's true.
I got a little experience of Ike the driver. We both
Dude,
did.
He's terrifying.
In Clearwater. He drives a little bit like he's driving like a military vehicle overseas.
Dude, he thinks it's a NASCAR race, dude. Yeah. He thinks it's a NASCAR race.
He's leaning over the steering wheel. Just sort of like his body is pushing the car forward faster.
That's the Jersey in me, man.
Yeah.
You got to drive like that when you're in Jersey, man.
I don't know about that.
Keep up with everybody. Jack knows when he comes over to Jersey.
Well, you mentioned
it. I can't believe I cut him off.
Yeah, I was like, who's that? Oh, Ike.
Well, you mentioned in the neighborhood, the problem I have in the neighborhood is, and I think this is what happens when you get old and you become homeowner in your neighborhood. I hate when people drive too fast on my street.
Oh, yeah. Do not drive fast in the neighborhood.
I yell at people.
Yeah.
Who are, and I'll yell at anyone, and then the person will drive right in the house right in right across the street from me. See, you get, there's kids and pets.
It's so true. No, you're true.
I
don't do the speeding in my own development. No.
Today's broadcast.
It's just the main road to get to the
development. Yes. And in the middle of Philadelphia. Today's broadcast brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Now, there was a story a couple of days ago that Bill Belichick is interested in coming back to the NFL, that the Eagles were, at least Jeff Lurie was a little bit interested. We will talk to Odyssey insider Brian Baldinger next, and he will tell us whether Bill Belichick will be coaching in the NFL next year. On the Afternoon Show on WIP.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a brand new WIP afternoon show. Ike Reese is over there. I'm Spike Eskin, along with Jackie Baseball. Today's show brought to you by Guida. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. We are lucky enough to be joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Odyssey original podcast, The Best Football Show, featuring daily breakdowns of the most exciting moments across the league. Now, Baldy, obviously you love football, but from following you on social media for years, you just seem otherwise from football to have the best life in America. So I'm just wondering how the football offseason is going for you.
It's been good, Spike. You know, I mean, I believe in vacations.
You like, do.
You know, yeah, I do. And so, you know, I've been to the Bahamas and Costa Rica and getting ready to go to Belize, and Bali's on the horizon.
See, so, I told you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm a citizen of the world, Spike. I gotta get outside the city, and I gotta try and see new things, you know?
Well, you know, it's funny. Radio people in general get trained to not want to take vacation. And I think it was probably 6 or 7 years ago, I was at a party, and my boss's, maybe even closer, 10 years ago, my boss's wife was there. And she said, "Are you going to take a vacation this year?" I said, "I don't really take vacation." And she said to me, "You know, you don't get a bonus for not taking vacation when you die."
Yeah.
And she is right. She's right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There was a story earlier this week about, you know, Bill Belichick's job hunt, and the Eagles were mentioned as a team that he would consider and that Jeff Lurie considered it, or at least thought about it. One, do you think he'll be coaching in the NFL next year? And then two, what do you think the likelihood of him coaching here would be?
Well, I mean, they got a coach, you know, Nick Sirianni, and I don't think anybody ever wavered off of that last year. I mean, you know, Bill Belichick comes available, you probably have the conversation, like, do you move on to, you know, maybe the best that's ever done it? I think he's going to be coaching next year. I think this year off, his son's coaching at the University of Washington, his other son's at New England still. I think he's going to take a look at the landscape, try some different things. But I don't think he's going to get away from the game very far. And I do think he'll be coaching next year. You know, the average tenure for a head coach right now in this league is about 3 years. So there's going to be another turnover like there was this year. And I'm not going to sit here and try to predict which ones are going to get turned over. But I think he's going to be coaching again next year because I think he wants to. And I think that, you know, he may not, you know, get all of the power that he once had in New England, you know, the coach, the general manager, and the whole thing. But I think that he'll be okay with that as long as he was with the right owner and the right GM.
What's your thoughts, Baldy, on, I guess, that rumor that's out there is being reported that maybe Robert Kraft may have discouraged Arthur Blank from hiring Bill Belichick? A, through your back channels or anything, have you heard anything about that, any validity to that? And then B, do you believe there's something out there about hiring Bill Belichick that is sort of a turnoff?
I mean, it's rumors are rumors. Like, they're always out there in, you know, in our business, and sometimes you kind of dismiss them. I think Bill Belichick's record stands pretty strong by himself. I think Arthur Blank, I've known Arthur a long time. I worked for him way back when. But I feel like he knows how to make his own decisions. He might consult with other people, but I don't believe. And they interviewed him. And so I believe that, you know, he made the decision he made with Raheem. He knows Raheem, you know, real well. He coached there in Atlanta, you know, a couple years ago. So he's familiar with them. They went the direction they went, but I don't think it had anything to do with any conversations with another owner.
Yeah.
We're talking to Odyssey NFL insider and vacation advocate Brian Baldinger. So draft is a week away. We were debating yesterday. Eagles have the 22nd pick in the first round, and we were talking about, with the retirement of Jason Kelce and the, you know, that the Eagles being, you know, they have their plan at center, but probably being short a guard and not being totally sure that Juergens can take over center, the idea of potentially taking a guard in the first round. And Ike's position was that it's sort of a position that you can go after later in the draft because it's not as crucial as tackle or center.
His is a former guard.
Well, that's why I'm asking him. You said it. Well, what is your position about the idea of taking a guard in the first round?
Well, I mean, if you were Zach Martin or you were Quentin Nelson,
sure,
you know, you'd be all over it.
Yep.
I mean, those have been great players in this league. First team all pro players. There is a guard out there. There's a guy that can play guard that they have their eyes on for sure. They don't think he'll be there at 22, and I don't think they'll trade up to get him unless he slides, past Pittsburgh and past a couple other teams, towards 20, 22. But I think they have their eyes set on a corner. I think there is a guard, though, that if for some reason he was available, I don't think that they would think twice about plugging him next to Lane Johnson and letting him go. They haven't really replaced Isaac Seumalo since he left, or Brandon Brooks since he left. And I think they like to be really big inside at guard, like Landon Dickerson is. Mm-hmm. I think they feel really good about Cam Jurgens, though. I think they feel good about his athletic ability. I think he's probably one of the strongest guys on the team, if not the strongest guy on the team right now. Mm. But I think they feel pretty good about Cam at center.
Yeah. When you say corner, now that made my ears perk up there a little bit, Baldy. They haven't drafted one since Lito in the first round, since Lito back in 01, I believe it was, it was 02 they drafted Lito Shepherd. I think I asked you before about Wiggins. I like Wiggins. You talked about his size. We talked about Cooper DeJean. Is there a corner you sort of like in that area where the Eagles will pick that you think is sort of a fit for what they want to do defensively?
I got to believe that Terrion Arnold and Quinyon Mitchell will be gone. Mm-hmm. I just do. I don't think one of those guys is going to get past Indianapolis right now. But I like both those guys. But, Kool-Aid is a really – I mean, if last year at this time, Kool-Aid was probably the number one corner in college football going into the season. Now, Terrion just had an unbelievable season. He's a great tackler. He's a very good competitor. Cooper's a good player. They like him. They've brought him in for a workout and meetings and all that kind of stuff. That doesn't ensure anything. Mm-hmm. But I know it's been a long draft since they drafted a corner. But my God, Ike, we all watched him play last year.
Yes,
the ball was flying over their head like never before.
Yes,
look, they didn't put the sack numbers. They didn't put the pressure on the quarterback. Like they did the year before, and suddenly everybody got exposed back there. Only Washington gave up more touchdown passes than the Eagles did last year. I mean, the 49ers, if they had the ball right now, they'd throw another touchdown pass against them. So, I mean, if you said to Vic Fangio, what can we do to shore this thing up? He'd say, well, the 22nd pick, I don't mind coaching one of these corners up. So, I don't know. I feel like I know it's been a long drought. But I don't know that they've had a worse secondary since what we saw last year.
Yeah, I'm with you, man. I'm in on Cooper and Wiggins. I know Wiggins a little bit of slight of frame, but I like both of those corners. Wiggins because of his speed, and I love the versatility of Cooper when you watch him out there playing, and his speed is very deceptive. People talk about his athletic, I guess, being stiff in the hips. Baldy, we know that's a football term. I had that issue. Nick Saban used to kill me jokingly about how stiff I was in my hips. But what do you think about Cooper DeJean lining up on the outside as a corner?
No, I don't have any qualms about it. We saw a lot of good receivers in the Big Ten the last couple of years out there. His ball skills are phenomenal. He doesn't look like he has any stiffness in his hips when he's returning punts, Ike.
Yep.
And he's making men miss, or he's taking interceptions back to the house. They look just fine to me. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's going to be a deterrent at all right now.
Yeah.
So we're talking to Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. So to be honest, Baldy, and this is the final question I have, to be honest, I don't watch any college football at all. I don't really like college sports. I don't like college basketball. Yeah. So when it comes draft time, I've been doing a basketball podcast for years. Comes draft time, the week before, I just watch tons of YouTube, and I do my big board based on YouTube alone.
Okay.
And I actually, I would say my hit rate is not bad.
Okay.
How do you think, this is the first year I'm ever going to do it with football, your prediction, how do you think my big board would score against your big board, having only watched YouTube versus all of the homework that you do?
Well, you probably have just great natural instincts.
Yes, I'm a football guy.
Sometimes we cloud our great instincts with all kinds of measurements and what they did at the combine and how they scored on their Wonderlic test. And, you know, and it just clouds what you saw on YouTube.
Yes.
And so I think, I honestly think, like, sometimes all of this information that we have does nothing to help us try to find the best prospects out there. So I bet your board stacks up pretty good with what I looked
I like it.
In the last few weeks.
I like it, Baldy. You know, it's funny you say about whittling everything down to just basics. What I always do when I watch the basketball YouTube is I say to myself, can he shoot, can he pass, can he dribble? That's all I'm looking for. So sometimes we would argue about quarterbacks here. I'd be like, he can't throw the ball where it's supposed to go. How's he going to be good? And, you know, sometimes it is just that simple. He can't put the ball where it's supposed to be. Well, enjoy the rest of your vacations. Where are you going to be in Detroit for the draft?
No, I'll be in Los Angeles.
Okay.
For the draft at our network. So I'll just be doing stuff after each Thursday, Friday, Saturday after the draft. Days are over. We're going to be recapping what we just saw. So I'll be out there. But, you know, vacation season, you know, there's a nice little 10-day span in May.
There you go.
It's wide open right now. So I'm looking forward to those days.
Man, my dream is to go. We as a show, with his blessing, need to go on vacation with Baldy.
Well, why don't we just head down to Brazil, Spike? Let's just go to Brazil for week one next year.
Look,
there's a lot to see. Like, I'm sure that you have a to-do list in São Paulo, but I know a couple hidden spots in that massive city where we could go have some fun and nobody would ever find us.
Well, geez.
I'm looking at a threesome.
You know, if the station sends me, I don't know if I can afford the Brazil trip, but the station sends me, I'm there. And let's go.
Talking to sponsors now, Spike.
Yes.
Talking to sponsors now.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Baldy.
Appreciate
all right,
it, brother.
Take care, man.
Brian Baldinger. Of course, Fans of Philly is doing a Brazil trip.
Elliot's going.
What's that?
Elliot
is going. I think it's a 13-hour flight.
I'm out.
And the thing about it is...
I'm out.
Well, the thing that sucks about it is that they are... Like, Brazil's basically right below us. Mm-hmm. So you travel 13 hours, but you don't gain any time back. You know, when you drive, when you fly to LA, you get that 5 hours back.
I flew 14 to Japan, and we I think Japan is 13 hours ahead of us.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Some
I don't know if they're
ahead
of us or behind
no,
us.
No, they're ahead of us.
They are ahead of us? Yeah, I think it's 13 hours ahead of us.
Wow. So you lose basically 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so every day, 3:30. So what I was talking to Baldy about is the YouTube big board. We're going to bring the YouTube big board to the brand new WIP afternoon show.
I like it.
I will scout a different position every day starting tomorrow at 3:30. I asked for a skill position first before I start scouting offensive linemen.
And I don't waste your time with that.
Well, you might take a guard in the first round. Baldy thinks there's one. Who do you think he was talking about?
I think he was talking about the kid from Washington.
Okay.
Oh, I had him in front of me.
Well, I asked that
Troy
question like I have any idea.
Fatunu.
Okay.
Fatunu? He's an interior.
Fatunu sounds the best.
Fatunu? Yeah.
That's right, but it sounds the best.
Troy Fatunu. Pac-12 guy, though.
We don't do well in the Pac-12.
Let's just go top level tomorrow. Let's go quarterbacks.
I like it.
I will scout my top three quarterbacks for the YouTube big board tomorrow at 3:30. Now,
these aren't quarterbacks you want the Eagles to take.
Well,
I want people like, hold on, the Eagles don't need a quarterback.
Well, with one of the second round picks. See, my big boards are typically, sometimes some of the bigger prospects will be in there, but I don't really look at what the big prospects are. So
you're looking, you just
go down a list.
Yeah, you go with your eye test.
So there might be a guy there that will be there with one of their second round picks or be there at 22. I don't know. Quarterback factory. 215-592-9494. Talking about the big Sixers game against the Heat last night and the win, Joel Embiid coming through in the fourth quarter. We will get to your calls right after Ike.
Hey, for years you've heard Dr. Glad on WIP talking about his amazing services. Now, we all know I'm bald and beautiful. Thank you.
I would put beautiful first. You're beautiful and bald.
Bald, okay.
Yes, yeah.
Proud to be bald. I'm proud to be bald, Spike. Not everyone can be as lucky as me, though. Dr. Glatt and the Glatt Group, they know so many people that think hair restoration is a one-and-done procedure, but that's not the case. The Glatt Group have restoration treatments to strengthen before you need a hair transplant, as well as options to maintain your existing hair after a transplant, and their newest option is completely non-invasive. No needles, no pain, and no downtime. It's called TED, which stands for Trans-Epidermal Delivery. Now, it's where growth factors are delivered directly to the hair follicles, and both men and women are seeing great results from this procedure. What are you waiting for? Give my friends at the Glatt Group a call, always at the forefront of technology. Call them today, 610-980-4000 or drglat.com. That's 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com and tell them Ike sent you.
Now, we do have an A.J. Brown tweet.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get to it right after we talk to Dan in Winfield on WIP. Hey, Dan.
Spike and gents, happy afternoon.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Spike, your time up at the Fan. Now, you saw Nick basketball, correct?
I did.
Around by you. What kind of Kool-Aid are you drinking to think your Sixers are going to have like an easy road there?
I didn't say it would be easy. I said they'd be. I specifically said it would be a tough out.
It's going to be, you know, this is going to be the year, you're right, that they don't lose in the second round. It's going to be a first-round exit.
Are you a Knicks fan?
I cannot see. I'm Eagles and Knicks, Rangers. I do like the Eagles, though.
Where are you from?
Fraud.
Where am I from? I'm originally from Central Jersey.
What town?
So, what town?
Yeah.
South Brunswick.
Okay. When you repeat the question back to me.
By the way, there are more, I grew up with more Steeler fans and Cowboy fans. So
then Eagles
really
fans.
Matter.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
it's not like, you know, baseball, which is a regional thing. You know, I know more Steelers and Cowboy fans than any of the fans.
Sorry to hear. But I think my point on the Knicks is I've seen plenty of teams in the history of the NBA, specifically Tom Thibodeau teams, that compete very hard during the regular season, harder than everyone else. But then when it's playoff time and everybody's playing hard, there is a significant advantage that they have during the regular season that they won't have during the playoffs. Second, it's very difficult for a team whose best player is an undersized guard who just scores, essentially, to lead their team particularly deep in the playoffs. Does it happen? It does. Does it happen a lot? It doesn't really. I think the Knicks are a major player away from being a real title contender. Could they beat the Sixers? For sure, they could. But if you're asking me who I think that the team that will win that series is, it's the Sixers, and that's why.
Of course, I mean, you're a Sixer fan, but I will say this. This team, the fact that they're even the second seed is remarkable because they've played without their entire front court.
Oh, bro. The fact that they're a second seed is a statistical anomaly. They are two games better than the eight seed. They had a nice season, but they won, 50 games. The Sixers, who were missing Joel Embiid for 9 weeks, won 47 games. What are we talking about? Everybody from 2 to 8 in the Eastern Conference is within 3 wins. You had a nice season. Let's not act like the Knicks are world beaters. They're not. And if Embiid wasn't out for 2 months, the Sixers would be the second seed. So let's just talk about now instead of the regular season games you won. It's not the regular season anymore.
I understand that, Spike. The Knicks had an all-NBA guy that's been out for 3 months.
Oh, Julius Randle. Get over
he
it.
Stinks.
He stinks. He stinks.
He does. Okay.
Well, would you do you think the Knicks are better with or without Julius Randle?
I think they're better with him, obviously, because it gives them a second hand to score. I mean, Spike, I'm watching the Knicks since 72, 73.
I don't care.
Okay.
Don't this care. Team, don't, care. Don't care. Don't care. They're, don't care. No more. Julius Randle is one. He is a power forward who can't shoot. That is the lowest value of any sort of offensive player in the NBA. The reason it doesn't work in the playoffs for him is that whole bit where you put your head down and you bully your way to the rim, that when 3/4 of the teams that you're playing either don't care or aren't any good in the regular season, it works. He has the lowest field goal percentage in the history of players who play in the playoffs. The lowest. They're better without him.
Yeah.
They're truly better without him. I'm not ready. We're going to have 2 weeks of these Knicks idiots.
Well, and Julius Randle still felt like he was the best player on the team.
Right. And
yeah,
he's not.
And he's not. Yeah. So him being there, I'm pretty sure, or not being there, has freed up those Knicks players, including Jalen Brunson.
Did you notice how much better they've been since they got less lefties on their starting lineup?
Hey, let's not rip on lefties.
They had too many, though. They had, what, three in the starting line with Barrett and him?
And is Josh left-handed?
No, Josh is a right-handed.
Josh is right-handed, okay.
Barrett stinks. That was
RJ Barrett stink. Did stink.
Does
yeah.
stink. So I mentioned an A.J. Brown tweet. Now, earlier this week, A.J. Brown changed his profile photo on social media to Tom Brady.
Mm.
He also recently, and Jack, is it on Twitter that he's following all the Patriots?
Instagram, he's following all the Patriots.
Instagram, following a bunch of Patriots players. Today, he responded on Twitter to the reaction to him changing his profile picture. TB12 is my favorite player ever. I watched the Dynasty, and it brought back some memories from my childhood. Go look up what he did in 2015 when he was doubted/disrespected. Yeah. I see the disrespect. Motivated. Yes, that's it. I did not think changing my PFP, profile picture, to the greatest QB ever would cause controversy. Take care. This guy sucks, man. He sucks.
He sucks?
Well, not
as a player.
He's a good player, yeah. but don't... All he wants is attention. Don't say you didn't think this would cause attention. What you're doing is to get people to notice.
Yeah.
This guy complains about everybody else talking about what he does, but he continues to do things that make people doubt his commitment to the team. He
yeah.
continues to do it.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't think it was a big deal that he changed his profile when it was brought to my attention, but you notice it. Like, if you change your profile to Tom Brady and you're a current Eagles player, people are going to notice that, and there are going to be some fans out there that wonder, what does this mean? Now, here's what AJ can't do. He can't make like the media is running with some story about anything, because they're not. First of all, now we're responding to you tweeting about this. We hadn't brought up the fact that he changed his profile picture, right? Nobody had brought that up and made it a thing.
We talked about it for 4 seconds.
Yeah, nobody made it a thing. And so now he's responding to it via tweets, and he says he sees his haters. I would ask AJ this. What? Who's hating on you? Like, what do you mean you see haters? Like, who are you paying attention to?
Especially now, the disrespect. Nobody's even talking
about it. Yeah, exactly. I don't really get it. But I think AJ is one of those guys that he needs a little bit of a chip on his shoulder, right, to go out there and try to prove people wrong. And I think that's what he uses for motivation. And sometimes media and fans are an easy scapegoat for athletes, instead of addressing what they really want to address,
right,
and who they really want to address, you'll use the fans as, well, fans are disrespecting me, or you'll say, well, the media, and that's who you are angry at for no reason. Like, there's something else there with him that this is not sort of the, like, you don't see anybody else on the Eagles doing this.
No. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
Even Slay stopped.
Yeah. I don't know.
The WIP Afternoon Show Twitter poll brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers with diamond engagement rings for every budget online at marks-jewelers.com. The poll, the new one, who worries you more going forward after last night? Embiid or Maxey? Who worries you more? What do you think?
Ooh, that's a good question. Who worries you more going forward? I know this fan base. It's Embiid.
It's Embiid.
Yep, it's Embiid.
In a landslide?
Is it a landslide?
I don't know. What do you think?
Because it's Embiid, I'll go 65.
82.
Damn, 82?
82%.
Wow.
Tyrese Maxey disappeared for 4 quarters last night. I mean, I love Maxey. I think he'll be fine. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he looked like just a guy out there last night.
Yeah.
He did not look like a star.
Meanwhile, the real most improved player in the league, Coby White, had 40.
We're not doing the Coby White talk here. Are you serious?
He is.
You don't need to disrespect Maxie that much.
Well,
he's been doing it. I was going to say he's been doing it.
Now, Jack, this thing that you say we're doing next, I thought we were waiting until Wednesday for that. Are we not?
I guess we're waiting until Wednesday for that.
I don't know. Do you want to do it next?
No, it's good.
Okay. We're going to do Eagles Insider of the Year rankings, power rankings, but I don't think we're ready yet.
Okay.
I say we need to take.
We need to see more information.
We need more information, but that'll start next week, power rankings. But next, speaking of Fritz over there, he owes an apology to an executive, a sports executive in Philadelphia. I will tell you who that executive is next on the... Did you do the fart drop? Next on the new afternoon show on WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.